Hold fast thy sword and scepter, Charles, sad times, Medea's come on. The murmurs that do daily rise smell rank of 41. When subjects give their kings advice what their expense should be, it is a sign they love no kings or kings themselves would be. But mark the papists' wiles a while, and you will find them great. How willing they are to act anew from 41 to 8. The world against them doth complain their cruelties abhor, that take delight in cursed plots to raise up civil war. They plotted our late troubles here, though others pushed them on. Fanatics they were in the rear, but papists in the van. Whilst those who first embroiled the state did laugh at our sad woes, when they beheld our strong debate turn to unfriendly blows. Till 3 great nations sweat in blood and many thousands slain, the bosom of the earth be strewed like dewy drops of rain. Then was the time that Rome laughed loud and sported with our rage, till thrusting in among the crowd that did fierce battle wage. Against the Lord's anointed king, persuading 'twas the way, the royal power to naught to bring by killing him bore sway. This Jesuitic doctrine soon, O fatal for to tell, trampled upon the sacred crown, by it the mitre fell. Thus church and state bled while Rome's whore the scarlet beast did ride. The many-headed factions bore her in her greatest pride, and patiently sustained the yoke from which they doomed them free. For then religion was a cloak to cover roguery. Nor can it be more grievous, sure, than when the proud commands of usurpation we endure, curbed by our equals' hands. Princes are noble, and what they impose we can digest. In their commands we God obey, for they dispense heaven's trust. Then let us all beware in time that Rome don't us deceive, and evermore abhor the crimes of such as seek Genevieve. Let the bloodthirsty papists all and slaughter-seeking crew of schismatics before the fall, great monarch just and true. Then will the nation rest in peace, both church and state will be founded on perfect happiness, great Charles's monarchy. Will then its former lustre gain, France then will stand in awe, who now does triumph for the slain and gives the nation's law. Remember, kings are gods on earth, for heaven 'tis they bear sway, and are most sacred from their birth, which binds us to obey. Then let such perish who deny obedience to the laws that do repine at majesty or seek the good old cause.